Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, John Lopez, Figgy Figgy, your man Reginald Adatula, hanging out with you on a Tuesday in H-Time. Hope you're holding it down. Heading around the city and whatever you're doing. Let us know what you're doing. I don't know why. I'm just kind of curious because I think about that. I'm like, we have a time slot where I'm sure a lot of people listening are like sitting at their desk at the office. But I'm like, am I just stereotyping? Like, how many people are just
a lot of people working at home? My new favorite thing with our listeners is it was when they put us on their big TV at home or their office.
That always makes me nervous.
That kind of freaks me out a little bit.
It makes me want to wipe my face. Like, yeah. Am I shiny right now?
Like Reggie was just doing some mock basketball moves and shots during the break.
You could have seen
that on your big TV.
Yeah.
Like I was actually watching him on the YouTube screen, checking out his form. Mm-hmm. You know, he was using his legs right and all that. Elbow was a little bit too far outside, but that's nitpicking.
Yeah,
it's got to be in a little more. But that's just me being the old coach.
Lopez.
Yeah, that's me being the old coach. But
keep your elbows in.
Just the shooting elbow, just right, even with your right hip. But anyway, you can see
that might be why my form's off, honestly.
Yeah. See there, I'm helping him already.
Like Michael Redd.
But
or you can go the other way where the elbow goes so far in that you look like Michael K. Gilchrist.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're over your belly button. But you could have seen that, and that still kind of freaks me out. But yeah, I'm curious what our listeners are doing as well.
Please indulge me in this way. We appreciate you hanging out with us. YouTube, Twitch, the Odyssey app, and of course texting in 713-572-4610. That line is in fact available for you to let us know what you believe is the most important thing for the Texans to clean up after week two. Two victories, 2-0, but this team is not satisfied in any way, shape, or form. And yesterday in his media availability, the head coach of this team, D'Amico Ryans, was asked, is there one thing you'd say that the Texans definitely need to clean up right now?
The things we have to clean up, I think it starts with just being more consistent, right? I think we targeted really well and ran the ball well our first week, then coming in this week, presented different issues with the front, but we still have to be consistent and run it as best as we can. And from the penalty standpoint, I think we have to play cleaner there. We allow drives, right, to continue. We took big explosive plays off of the board. We took interceptions off of the board, like a lot of plays right there where we hurt ourselves with penalties and also just protecting the football. Like, we have to do a much better job of protecting the ball on the offensive side. We're carrying the ball. Like, we can't give the ball up there and we're in the red zone. We got points. We cannot give the ball up in that situation right there. So a lot of different things, different players have things to work on. That's the beauty of the league. Like, who can make those adjustments, who can make those improvements and continue to get better as the season goes on.
That's right. It is the beauty of the league. There's things to figure out. But let's get real sports radio with it. If you can only fix one, Lopez, where are you going?
So the obvious answer, you know, we could almost all say it together, is the penalties. But that's not exactly where I'm going to go to, because I think there's an offshoot of that that might be more important. Like clearly, penalties, right? I mean, that's
115 yards of penalties is not something that's sustainable.
You know, that's the obvious answer. And I'm not saying it's not more important than what I'm thinking. And he also said, you know, some of these mistakes, obviously the fumble Cam Akers had, inside the 5-yard line and stuff like that. You know what I've been thinking about ever since yesterday? I don't know who it was. Somebody texted me, you know, and said, you know, as much as I agree with you, you know, things we were saying yesterday on the show about Al Shaair and the sideline incident, and we've talked about it a little bit today. You know, I'm going to fight everybody, that kind of thing. He said, as much as I agree with you, you know, in terms of what he had to do, he could have gotten thrown out of the game.
100%.
And I've been thinking about that. And then I started thinking about, you know, Derek Stingley running across the field and basically punching Dalton Schultz at training camp. Then I started thinking about Nico Collins, justifiable as well, just like Al Shaair's, but slapping that dude and getting a penalty. I'm wondering, I shouldn't say I'm wondering, I'm a little worried that this, you play us, you're going to get hit hard, which D'Amico said yesterday.
He sure did.
He said that yesterday. You play us, you're going to get hit hard. I don't want that to get too good to him. Because then, you know what I mean? Like if it gets too good to him, then are they going to be over the line too often? And is the next one going to be your middle linebacker thrown out of the game or your best wide receiver thrown out of a game? The little, I don't even know what the right word is here, and I should. I used to be in the business, but
one would think
attitude.
Yeah,
is their attitude being affected by the, oh, we're gonna hit you, and maybe taking it too far? You know?
Yeah, that's a great question, right? Like, ultimately, what you're asking, it seems, is what's the line, right? And
yes.
And when you exist around the line, inevitably you will step over the line or fall over the line from time to time. And I think that's a good question to ask. I think what the corresponding question that I always throw in with that type of perspective is it worth it, right? Mm-hmm. What is the return on investment there, right, of being at that level? Is that physicality to the edge?
We want you physical.
Is that, you know, yeah, what that imposes, what that makes for a team, right? Does that then lead wide receivers to not really want to get into a block, or does that, you know, then have guys avoiding really going and getting yards because they know that the Texans are going to put it on them when they get to that spot? Ultimately, is that worth every once in a while getting a situation that might cause a penalty, not necessarily in the ways that we're talking about, execution, but a penalty of that nature?
That debilitates the team.
That absolutely does for a moment, but does that mentality and the way that it affects your opponent, is that worthwhile? And I'm not sure if I have a good answer for that, but I guess traditionally the thought is no, right? The thought is you need to be clean. And if you need to pull back a little bit on the reins to make sure that you don't step over the line, it's the way to go. I'm interested to see how they try and find that balance.
I am too. That's why I said I'm more intrigued by it, wondering, because it is a tightrope you have to walk, because I am thrilled. Trust me, we've got a lot of experience being on the other side of this. I am thrilled that the Texans are a team that, as D'Amico said, that if everyone who plays them is going to know they're going to get hit. I love that. I compared Al Shaair to Brian Cushing. I love that. I like that. You know, I don't blame Nico Collins for slapping the dude's face or whatever he did when he put his finger in his face. I love all that stuff. But there is a tightrope factor there.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want it to get too good to him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it depends how they play, because it's going to be some times where they are physical and they maybe lose the game. Like, I don't want them to feel like, hey, you know, kind of go in as like sore losers, if that makes sense.
And start fighting.
Yeah. or don't really show them any respect. because at the end of the day, it's all about respect. We talked about that earlier, but yeah, I think I'm actually fine with how they're doing this now. I think when it started getting away from the game and they're being disrespectful, they're the team that's actually being disrespectful, that's when it can kind of go off the rails a little bit.
And to be fair, right, in D'Amico's defense, because I don't want to make it sound like he has a lack of institutional control. But again, what we just played was him saying, we can't do that, right? Yeah. We know what the circumstance is, that even if you are justified, whoever hits second is often going to be the one called and caught. But you got to be on it. I'm honestly a little surprised at the amount of the number of folks who overzealous aggression, right? Somebody mentioned Houston Bad Boys, right? Somebody said that it was over the lines and unacceptable. I'm surprised at how many people have kind of pointed to some of those things. Although someone from the 281 says, nope, D'Amico's bringing back House of Pain, Bulls on Parade, Monsters of the Midway type thing, right?
And then also, you got to be a little smart with it too, because I know they was playing the Chicago Bears, mm-hmm. and I don't know how they're going to be, but you can't really do that with the Chiefs. You can't, because a team a team like that, it can take advantage of a penalty or something like that, and that could turn the whole game around.
Again, if you ask me, would you rather it be this way or the other? It's this way all day, every day. I want this type of team. I'm glad this is what the Texans are, but it is like that moment when I got that text yesterday. I was like, yeah, he could have. He could have been thrown out.
I appreciate you bringing it up, because I thought the low-hanging fruit would have been taken. And so I will take the low-hanging fruit penalties, man. Like, yeah. I might widen this out in the same way that D'Amico did, to try and get a little bit more mm-hmm. range on my selection. Discipline in general,
that's
right?
What he said.
That might kind of come to what you're talking about. But as much as I'd like to say pass protection, which has come up on the text line, and that's another one that definitely, mm-hmm. if you clean that up, it would be very helpful. I think that, as has been mentioned during the course of the show, I think you mentioned it, I think B. Scott mentioned it earlier in the 11 o'clock, you have the blessing of C.J. Stroud that's able to alleviate some of the issues that come with pass protection not being at an A-level standard yet. Now, do you still need to fix it? Yes, absolutely. But you have that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that compensates for penalties.
No.
Especially the ones that are backbreaking.
Killers.
It
hurt them this past weekend.
Right. Kill drives, award points in essence, right? Because I think about the Kalen Bullock, tackle, P.I., that happens, that then puts, Chicago on the 6-yard line and allows them to score the only touchdown that they had. And it's reasonable to ask if they would have scored a touchdown if that had not happened.
Yeah.
Right? Those are the types of things that allow a team that is not on your level, I think we can say that fairly about the Bears, to play along with you. And I think that as much as there's other things, that absolutely needs to be gotten in tow. And one of the issues that I have is that there are players on this team that you almost feel like are going to have a yellow flag at some point during the game.
Yeah. The other thing that I'd like to see cleaned up is really more a Bobby Slowick thing, not necessarily the players on the field. I'll say what we talked about, what I mentioned when we were talking with Brandon Scott. Like, I was just blown away by the first impression of Bobby Slowick's approach in this game, and then it disappeared. It might have disappeared again, to be fair, because of what the Bears did as an adjustment, and so he had to change his approach. But man, you do have C.J. Stroud. You do have that guy, and he made some key plays. I would just like to see some of those exotic, I guess, for lack of a better word, things that they were doing on their first drive, their second drive,
all the motion,
where you could let it rip a little bit. You got to run the ball. We know that. You've thrown out the stats about how this has become more of a running league in terms of having success, but you do have that dude. Kind of let him rip a little bit.
Yeah. And we were talking about this a little bit because a texter asked us about, or not really asked us, but talked about, they would like to see Bobby, or just the offense in general, maybe not run as much on mm-hmm. early downs, particularly first down. And I was thinking, I was like, oh man, I don't think I really saw or accounted for and took account of the kind of pass run balance on early downs. And so I went and looked at it, and the Texans are fourth in early down pass rate. Good for 51.5% of the early downs they are throwing mm-hmm. the football, which is 14th, right kind of middle. They're sandwiched in between the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Jacksonville Jaguars when it comes to like the frequency with which they're throwing the football on first down.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how I feel about that, but I do kind of hope to see that balance out a little bit into mm-hmm. a place where maybe you are tossing the ball a little bit more. I understand they're trying to establish the run, and I know this kind of operates a little bit antithetical to what we've talked about is the possibility of a trend in the NFL. But after week two, when I looked up and I go, okay, maybe the running game isn't as much of an advantage or strength that it seemed like after week one. I'm not saying you abandon it in any ways, because then you're setting yourself up for the okey-doke. That's setting yourself up for failure. But maybe we lean on the offensive element that we know is incredibly strong, and then allow yourself to kind of feed the
guys. That's kind of what I've been saying. Let it rip a little bit. Whether it's first down or whenever, you need the run. Nobody's denying that. But there's a handful of guys that are as good as C.J. Stroud. So if you have a handful of the best receivers, you're going to want to use that receiver. You have a handful of the best defensive ends, you're going to want to use that defensive end. You have a handful of the best quarterback in the league, that's even more important and imperative. You'll want to use that guy.
Is there anything else that comes to mind for you? Because it feels like it's, and I feel like it says something about this team and how the confidence that we have in this team, that I don't know that there's a lot of areas. There's a magnitude that you want to see in difference, but I don't know if there's a lot of areas with this team that you're like, I need to see that difference.
Offensive line. Offensive line. You know, I used the reference earlier. You know, game one was like a first date. Game two was like a second date. Like you start, first date, you're like, ooh, this is great. It's going to be great. I'm going to marry her. She's going to be the best thing in my life ever. We're going to have a bunch of kids, and we're going to be happily ever after. Game two was like the second date, where you go, I don't like that little mole on her forehead, or whatever. I'm not too crazy about her attitude about whatever food. You're just kind of like, okay, which one is it? Is it the first impression, or am I kind of getting exposed here?
Fig, John is trying to figure out if the Texans are wifey material.
Yeah, exactly.
After the first date,
the offensive line,
man.
Hey. Don't act like you've never done that after a first date.
Buddy, I've thought about kids and marriage.
Yeah, you have. Don't act like you haven't.
I mean, I don't know. Not necessarily in the way that you're talking. Okay. But I the premise stands.
A good first impression.
The premise absolutely stands. And of course, the offensive line, pass pro, but also run blocking. You'll hope that gets cleaned up in a lot of ways. And hopefully a healthy Juice Scruggs will help in that regard. But there you go. Your head coach, D'Amico Ryans, man, discipline. Discipline seems to be the big thing that he's pointing to. But with all that being the case, ultimately, they got to get to work on making sure that those are clean, because they've got a Minnesota Vikings team that they're going up to face that has started off pretty well themselves, one of the 2-0s that we were talking about yesterday. And it's looking a lot better than I think we had previously anticipated. Yeah. So excited for that one. What I'm also excited for in the Loop Sports Radio 610 is that at this time of day, we hand it over to my man Fig for a little bit of Figgy's mixtape. What we got?
Yeah, man. The Eagles lost last night, and the Philly native ain't showing no brotherly love. And the pause moment on the afternoon show.
Oh, wow.
It had me cracking up like crazy. Plus, I got a...
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
List of the most unhealthy fast food items in America, and something might shock you from that list.
Ooh, love that tease. We'll talk about it next.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. So yesterday I was watching some of the Monday Night Football game, and I gotta confess, man, I went to bed after that brotherly shove they did. I thought it was over. I thought the game was over at that point. I got in the bed. I usually do one last scroll on Twitter, and I seen everybody like, "Wow, the Eagles about to they lost this game. They about to lose this game." I'm "What in the world happened?"
Yeah.
So I was in the bed trying to download Sling so I could watch the rest of the game. I'm like, "What happened?" Yeah. I had no clue what happened.
Yeah.
But the Eagles lost the game. It was a terrible loss, man. I don't even want to be in that locker room to see how that loss felt.
Yeah, to speak how to how terrible that loss was, the Falcons, their win percentage got down to a 0.7% with 1:56 left in that game. Jesse Bates gets an interception. Kirk Cousins leads a game-winning drive, and ultimately the Falcons and Kirk Cousins get a primetime victory. In Philadelphia, mind you.
Yeah, nah, it was bad. That play before they did that brotherly shove, when the guy just tapped the offensive lineman on purpose. So I guess it was a little, I guess so they don't start the clock or whatever it was. I kind of wanted to see that keep going, man, just because Sirianni declined it so it could stay 4th-and-1 or whatever it was, 4th-and-2. I kind of wanted to keep going to see what would happen, just to be petty.
Just a back and forth.
Yeah.
Nah, you take it. Now we're just rabbit season, duck season is what we're going
for. Yeah. But one of the biggest probably Philadelphia Eagles fans that I know of is Gilly the Kid. He got a podcast, $1 million worth of game. And look, he was not happy with that play calling from last night, when everybody in the world, I guess, wanted Saquon to run the damn ball.
Man, that f***ing loss on Nick Sirianni. You supposed to run the ball, get the ball to Saquon. If we don't, even if they don't get it, we got 40 seconds left, dog. Let me tell you something, Kellen Moore. Let me tell you something. We're gonna change your f***ing name to Colin Moore, because we need to call him more. And offensive coordinators and fire. What? I can't believe this motherfucker didn't run the ball, man. We got Saquon and Barkley for a reason.
Well, I mean, he doesn't make a bad point.
I'm always amazed, though, and I try and say this with no judgment, even though I'm sure it'll sound judgmental. the people whose like thought is like, I'm gonna talk into my phone right now and let people know I'm mad, because that's not the way that my brain works.
Yeah,
but he was delivering though. He was spitting.
Yeah, that's how I feel about people that cry in the phone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, so you crying, you in the moment, so you decide to record.
There's far too much crying of that going on.
There's a lot,
and then you just hit stop. Like, all right, that was good. Let me.
Yeah, There's far too much of that going on. I think half of it is staged.
Yeah.
But it does bother me too. It's like, I'm so mad. I'm going to. And all these broken TVs drive me nuts too. Somebody throwing a chair. That TV's probably been broken and you just wanted to do a video.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, you threw your $200 TV.
Yeah.
Like, whoop, whoop de doo.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations on the likes. So I was listening to Clinton Ryan yesterday on the drive.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And this is probably one of the funniest pause moments ever. So for people that don't know what pause mean, is when you say something in a conversation, it sounds a little suspect.
Yeah. Out of context, it can be like, yo.
Yeah, hey, yo, pause.
What are you doing?
That's kind of like a, hey, yo, pause.
What are you trying to say here?
I know. Sometimes it just come out weird, pause.
Mm-hmm.
So Clint and Ron, they kind of had that moment. Well, Clint had that moment. And T-Mill and Ron kind of lost it.
As the game, we have to be better.
You're going to get hard if you play us. That's just how we operate
here. Whoa, 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 whoa.
You left that hit.
Pause. I said you're going to get hit hard.
You didn't say it. You said you're going to get hard
if you play us.
Man, pull that back.
Lee, 713-560. Those of you on YouTube. And
that'll be today's outro.
If you heard him say hit, going to get hit.
I like it.
Like to
I mean,
me. I don't like that.
I'm clearly losing it because I bet $1,000 right now.
Hey, let me tell you what right now, D'Amico Ryan, baby. I'm going to tell you what. Hey, Minnesota, be listening. Hey, your ass is going to get hard if you play us.
I do love the instant, like, no, I know what I said, right?
No,
like,
you don't. No, you don't.
You're going to get hard if you play us.
He was focused, though. He knew exactly. I don't blame Clint. I've been there.
Well, I kind of do.
Yeah. I've been there plenty of times where I just lose a word.
Yeah.
Whether it's in typing or even just speaking it out loud. So I sympathize with that situation. I do. It does kind of hurt that he was immediately repeating what D'Amico had just said.
Well, not verbatim.
Well, yeah, not quite.
Not verbatim.
You're going to get hard if you play us.
Well, I mean, that's quality defense.
Yeah, I'm just glad they was like, whoa, 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 hold on. It got me thinking of all the pause moments that I ran across a few pause moments that just had me cracking up, man. I ran across this video from NBA 2K.
Oh, mm-hmm. From the game?
Yeah, from the video game. And the commentator, so a little backstory on this. The comment, James Harden, I guess he made a move to the basket and dunked the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was the commentator describing that play.
Athletic move by James Harden. Beating the D and then rubbing it in their face with the slam.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
They were having, because this one thing I always think about with all these games and the announcers, in order to get all of the various work, like, it's hours in the recording booth.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you're doing a job like that, you do a little something.
Have
for
a little
you.
Fun.
You do a little something for you.
Yeah.
Knowing that I'm going to throw this little gem in there, and somebody out there will appreciate.
But it's an algorithm that puts it all together, right?
I mean, in some ways, but I think it's still like, you know, there's little kind of clips of runs of statements that are then kind of filtered in, and I imagine that full run of play, if you want to play that one more time, was intentionally said that way in order to.
Okay. Hey, I still like
that's a crazy thing to say though.
Clint's better.
Yeah. I'm gonna see if you like this one better. Pause.
All right.
I feel like everything I say is a pause moment now. But Cameron and Mace on It Is What It Is show. I don't know if I think it's just a YouTube show. But they are the kings of the pause.
Yeah.
So everything they say pause right after it.
And that or, hey, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is them. So one of their things they always say pause to is load management.
Yeah.
So that one just would throw the whole show off whenever they talk about load management.
Wonder why.
So this is Cameron starting off with load management, and he tried to say pause right after it. It did not go well.
Question before we get to load management, pause.
Oh, that was crazy.
I said, yo,
the way you said it was crazy.
We're going to be petty. We can start now. Let's let me know.
I said load.
Yo.
You said load.
Yo, he's going crazy.
Yo. The extra D on his, right?
Is he reaching?
Camera. It was the extra D on his, he said.
D is wild, yo. Yo, look, you should chill. You're going into a rabbit hole right now.
Hey, yo.
I remember seeing this clip, and that's the problem with it. Is like every time it derails with their talk.
Yeah, what Figgy said.
They'll be trying to have like a serious conversation, and all of a sudden, right now they're going back and forth on who said the craziest thing, and then they end up in a rabbit hole.
They were trying to talk about Kawhi Leonard and the whole NBA load management thing, and it just got way off track. So they do a lot better now because I think they had to dial it back.
They had to. I remember I was like, hey, man, we're going to do this.
They were going to have a conversation.
They was talking about this for about 10 minutes, man.
Yeah.
So I thought that
you
was
said low. I said low. I was like, was there a difference there, Mace?
An extra D is wild. So I ran across this article or some type of little survey about the most unhealthy menu items. In fast food.
All right, let's find out where Reggie's going to lunch.
I haven't looked at these because I wanted to get the gist of it.
Yeah, so they got like a lot of little fast food restaurant spots in America, pretty much, and ranking their items from like
the most unhealthiest. Yeah.
So Five Guys, when it comes to hamburgers, is the unhealthiest cheeseburger.
Oh wow!
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Followed by Whataburger.
Ah,
okay. And that checks out.
And Smashburger.
That checks out too.
Yeah. So
these are the ones I like.
I know.
So the least unhealthiest ones out of the bunch is McDonald's.
What?
That's the least if you want the least unhealthiest cheeseburger, you go to McDonald's.
Okay.
And Burger King.
Huh.
Now, Burger King, I get. That's that, what
flame
it called?
Broiled. Flame broiled. Oh, you're going to buy into the marketing of this?
Yeah. No, but they do. They have the grates and everything. They cook it on the flame.
Well, let me take that back. Yes. Clover's is the least unhealthy.
Oh, Culver's.
Culver's is delicious. It's Culver's and then McDonald's and then Burger King.
Yeah, Culver's is delicious.
I feel like we're probably talking about grades of unhealthy here because...
It's all unhealthy.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I still feel like my arteries are being clogged.
It's the least unhealthiest.
Yeah,
and they gather all of this from like the fats and the sugars
and all that stuff.
I always thought, you always hear like McDonald's, that meal has 9,000 calories or whatever it is. No, I guess not. I guess somebody else has more.
I also remember the, Super Size Me, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Which was disturbing. But apparently we found out after that, like, during that documentary, like, apparently he had been drinking a boatload of alcohol. Like, he was an alcoholic during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the adverse health benefit or
alcohol's worse.
Yeah, was all the alcohol he was drinking and maybe not the full diet of McDonald's that was happening there. So, maybe McDonald's a little bit more healthy than we gave it credit for.
Yeah. So Popeyes had the unhealthiest chicken sandwich.
I'm not at Popeyes for the health benefits, just like I'm not at Popeyes for the service.
Yeah, so Fat Burger and Zaxby follow Popeyes, who have the least unhealthiest chicken sandwich is McDonald's, the McChicken.
How about that? Now I want to go to McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going that far.
And then that followed by Dairy Queen and Culver's.
Okay, yeah. So, I can see that.
Y'all starting to see a little theme here.
Yeah. Right? Saying things. I don't know.
Culver's is so good, though.
Yeah.
And I want to know how unhealthy is the Popeye's red beans and rice, because I wail on that.
Yeah.
I kill that.
Wait. I feel like the burgers that you are mentioning, right, when you say the least unhealthy versus the most unhealthy, the way that I'm seeing those lists is the ones that are more delicious versus the ones that are not as delicious. Because honestly, all the unhealthy ones are the ones that I'm trying to eat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the less unhealthy ones, I'm actually usually going away from.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, so it might just be that the flavor is the part that makes this unhealthy. At which point, I'm willing to trade that off.
And I'm not a Burger King like junkie or anything. I can't even remember the last time I've been there, but they do have a pretty solid burger.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty solid.
Popeyes had the unhealthiest chicken nuggets. followed by Arby's and Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
I know Shake Shack had chicken nuggets. Huh. Yeah. So who have the least unhealthiest is McDonald's, followed by KFC and Wendy's.
I like KFC. Y'all don't see a lot of them anymore. Is that just me?
Nah, they slowly disappearing. Yeah. They turning into church's chicken at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Five Guys have the unhealthiest fries, followed by Steak and Shake and Bojangles.
Okay.
Never really been to Bojangles too much.
Real regional.
Who had the unhealthiest?
Unhealthiest.
Fries?
Five Guys.
Five Guys? That's their signature thing.
Yeah, don't they make them things
fresh? You go to Five Guys for the fries.
Yeah, so they got the unhealthiest followed by Steak and Shake and Bojangles.
All right.
Yeah, who have the least unhealthiest is In-N-Out, followed by McDonald's and Church's
Chicken. All right, something's upside down on this list.
You see a thing here, right?
Because In-N-Out and McDonald's are always known as like the fattiest, most unhealthy, you know, et cetera. Especially the fries. McDonald's puts sugar in their French fries.
I don't know if they still do that.
I don't know if they still do or not.
They had to shift that at some point. I want to know who commissioned this.
It's upside down, right?
I want to know who commissioned this study, if we can even call it that. Because somebody hypothesized.
I think I put the link on the rundown.
Sounds like McDonald's.
Yeah, somebody hypothesized that was McDonald's.
Yeah.
It was Ronald McDonald. R. McDonald.
Yeah, R. McDonald
was the scientist that commissioned
this. Damn, we're good. McDonald's is so healthy for you. No, not necessarily, but that's crazy.
Yeah, just hold on. So Fatburger had the unhealthiest vanilla shake, followed by Sonic and Five Guys. Who got the least unhealthiest?
Don't say it.
McDonald's.
All right, get out of here.
Smash.
All right, where's the clown at?
Get out of here.
And Arby's.
Where's the clown at?
Maybe Ronald McDonald put this.
He had to.
Together.
I think this is
him or Grimace.
You know, I love a good conspiracy.
Or the Hamburglar. It was one of them.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I love a good conspiracy. This is a McDonald's generated poll.
I thought that was hilarious.
That is hilarious.
Also, I just feel like as an exercise in general, if we're talking about which burger is more healthy, I don't know what we're doing here. We need to go get you a salad if you actually want some health.
I feel like eating healthy tonight. Well, let's go to McDonald's. Healthy everything.
That's right.
Yeah. If you want to see that full list, go to plushcare.com.
Shout out to Jay in Freeport, who says that Five Guys uses peanut oil and there's a lot of sodium, and so maybe that's what's changing us. Yeah. But I mean, at that point, I feel like if you're eating, fast food, I think you've already budgeted. This is a problem.
Oh yeah, you've committed.
We need to balance this out a little better. At least I would hope that you've budgeted.
Hey, if you want to eat a little healthier, go to McDonald's.
I don't know about that.
Don't do that. They didn't pay you to do that, did they?
No, they did not.
Felt like one of those smile at the camera moments.
Yeah.
Here you go. Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday here in the Loop. Coming up next in the Loop, just how important it would it be to have Joe Mixon back for this particular game that's coming up in Week 3 versus the Vikings? We'll talk about that next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
That's right. It's been a terrific Tuesday here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You got Lopez, you got Fig, you got myself, Reginald Atitula. Thanks for hanging out with us. I asked earlier in the program, you know, what are y'all doing out there in Houston and abroad as you rock with us on Sports Radio 610? Got some interesting answers. Some folks out there delivering for UPS. Uber drivers said they listen to 610 all day. And then somebody else was just like, you know, cranking out these tax returns in an office, just like the stereotype that I said. So it's cool. No matter where you are, what you're doing, we appreciate you making us a part of your day. But as we get ready ahead of handing it over to the drive with Ron Clinton T-Mill, I did want to circle back around to this, right? Obviously, the hip drop tackle was a big deal during the course of the Sunday Night Football game, right? You had Joe Mixon leave that game ultimately after that play, and he got on Twitter letting his displeasure for the lack of a flag being known to the masses. But with that being the case, right, like when you get past the actual rule of all, how's that officiated? But now you're in a place where you're having to kind of wonder what the availability of that player is going to be for your Houston Texans. And I do want to take a moment to think about the idea of what does it look like with him and what does it look like without him, depending on what that injury is. Because for the time being, we're in this Schrodinger's or Joe Mixon as of right now of whether he will or will not be injured or ready to play and those types of things.
Yeah, look, Joe Mixon needs to get healthy and get healthy quick and really stay healthy. You know, as Figgy was talking about earlier, you know, he's a guy that, you know, if he can stay healthy, you're going to feel really, really good. Here's the question I have for you guys.
Okay.
If Joe Mixon cannot play on Sunday, who's your starting tailback?
Starting is Damian Pierce.
I think you're right, but it's not exactly the one I would be picking.
No,
And that's where it gets interesting.
Yeah, that's the conversation that we had time and time again. That I mean, the people might be sick of it at this point, mm-hmm. Not just because we're having the conversation, but because it feels like the answer that we deem to be the right one, by and large, I don't want to say that we are all in the same boat on the answer, but the answer that it seems like is the majority of people's answer is not the one that is the Houston Texans' answer. And I like to give deference to those people in that building that, you know, obviously have a lot more experience when it comes to this than me. And in theory, at least know a lot more about football than me. But with that being the case, like, it just feels kind of odd that they have latched on to Damian Pierce in this particular way for moments like this. Right. We anticipated Joe Mixon being the bell cow. But what if he is not? Then that raises questions that you
and for how long?
It's seeming because, like, you might have to answer sooner.
Because if Joe Mixon can't go, Cam Akers is going to be active.
Yes,
along with Damian Pierce.
Damian Pierce is back from the hamstring injury that kept him from being active this past week.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I'm saying, assuming that and Joe Mixon can't go, and by the way, you know, D'Amico Ryan said day to day, we'll see. There are reports of an MRI result that was not daunting or you know, look like it was going to be long term, so we'll see. But keep this in mind, I mean, the Vikings are averaging giving up just 88 yards a game on the ground. They are a good rushing defense. They're an even better pass rushing defense. They lead the league in sacks. So if you don't establish that run game, which we've talked about here and there today about you know, some of the things that they need to do and the trends in the NFL and such, you need Joe Mixon. You need Joe Mixon. And frankly, you need Juice Scruggs too. I want to see if it was more of a problem of just a combination of that and maybe Patterson wasn't, you know, what Juice Scruggs was up front.
Yeah, and I think you're right. Right, we've already seen the ways in which, and it seems like it was exaggerated in some ways by the Colts defense not being what we actually anticipated them being coming into the season. Mm-hmm. However, you saw the very clear ways in which Joe Mixon elevated what was blocked up, what was schemed up, those types of things. And if you do not have that, like, what does the run game look like, especially with the amount of dosage that you're trying to go for, that Bobby Slowick wants from this offense running the football? Yeah, you absolutely need Joe Mixon to be healthy. And if he is not, I'm interested in how that might shift just the balance of it all, right? You know, like, if Joe Mixon isn't there and you have whatever combination of Damian Pierce, Cam Akers, Dario Gumboale, and maybe even British Books getting a carry here or there,
you
right?
never know.
Like, whatever mix of that is, you get, right? First of all, we know that might shift some things in simply that maybe the outside zone is less prominent. Maybe they utilize a little bit more gap run scheme just to help Damian Pierce be as effective and be all he can be, as the old Army slogan went, right? Maybe that's something that shifts, but also maybe they do shift into a place where they give you your wish, Lopez, and they open this thing up, let CJ
let him cook
a little bit more.
But I'm glad you brought that up about the outside zone, because Damian Pierce against the Colts was relatively successful. But it was because it was a changeup, because they had been running the outside zone with Joe Mixon, and then he came in and they didn't run that. They just went straight at. They did what he does best.
Yeah,
is that going to be a way to make a living if Joe Mixon can't go? You know, because we saw it last year, it was not.
Yeah, and you know? Look, we're definitely ahead of ourselves because we're not sure that Joe Mixon can't. But I think the reason why this becomes apparent is especially because after another game where it felt like. And again, you know, we want to mention again, Juice Scruggs was not there, and it felt like you could see some of the differences, especially getting to the second level that existed there at center. But the run blocking and, of course, pass protection as well weren't at the level that you love. And so, if that takes a step back, what does it look like against, as you mentioned, a Vikings team that has been very stingy and a Brian Flores defense that is one that is to be commended?
I just can't emphasize enough how important it is to have him against these Vikings. Against these Vikings, which I don't think the Texans have ever beaten the Vikings. I think that's the one team that they've never beaten. But I'll have to look at that. But not only that, this Vikings team is very good against the run, leads the league in sacks, And if you're going to let C.J. Stroud maybe, you know, open it up a little bit more, have a little bit more opportunity in the passing game, you ain't going nowhere without Joe Mixon, in my view. I think Cam Akers can do a few things. Damian Pierce, I'm not sure, but they're probably going to start Damian Pierce if Joe Mixon can't go. So get well soon, man. Get well soon, Joe Mixon.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, just in general, get well soon, right? I think you want that man no matter who you're playing against, but this particular matchup lends itself to a situation where you absolutely would love to have him out there. This does present itself as probably your biggest challenge as of yet in the in this young season. We welcome in our guys from The Drive, Clint and Ron. Clint, we still think the Vikings is going to be hard in for this game?
Yeah, no, I think it's gonna be a good game. I mean, I think the Vikings are
what kind of horde are you talking about? Well,
I get it. I get it now.
I kind of love that he was just gonna go right into that.
I thought you kind of misspoke there.
Hey, you play the Texans.
You better get hard.
You know what's gonna happen.
You better get hard. Otherwise,
you're gonna get hard. Hey, if you come in here, let me tell you what. You come in here soft.
Oh, buddy, it's not gonna go well.
All the fellas, y'all know what happens when you come in there soft. It don't work out for you.
It's gonna be a long night.
It's gonna be or really short one. Really short. They just have to bow out, boys.
Yeah,
that problem doesn't typically get solved at the snap of a finger. You know,
Leave one word out.
It matters, doesn't it? Words matter. Don't people say that a lot? Words matter.
Mind, I said, I think I was talking about, because I was thinking.
Oh, you
about,
sold it.
Well, I was thinking about repeating.
He believed it.
I was thinking about repeating, like I wanted to really emphasize that line, obviously. Yeah. And the audio was a little bit longer. So as I'm in my mind, I'm going, okay, I'm gonna hit that. I want to read it. Because the audio was longer, I want everybody to know, like, this is the part of the audio that I really want to talk about.
Yeah.
And the delivery was good.
You sold it.
If you didn't miss that word, the delivery was great.
I would have bet a house no one. I told these boys, y'all missed an opportunity. Y'all could have won some money right there. In my mind, I said hit hard.
Yeah.
I didn't say, you know.
He threw the challenge flag immediately.
Ain't no doubt.
I like Tyler. Tyler's like, whoa.
That would have been a great one of those commercials where they throw the flag and they go to the replay. Yeah.
That's exactly. By the way, just to clean something up, I just looked it up. The Texans are winless against only two teams in the entire NFL, Philadelphia Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
And the Vikings are significantly better than we thought.
Yeah. Way better. Yeah, I did want to ask you from this perspective as an NFL quarterback yourself, Sam Darnold, like, how real does this feel to start?
Well, I'm going to be completely transparent, and Ryan knows this because we've done enough radio together. Like, I've always liked Sam Darnold.
Okay.
But I've had to take it on the chin because he's been so damn awful, right? He's just everywhere he goes, he's seeing ghosts in New York. Yeah. He goes down to he can't keep a job. He can't beat out guys that you think he should be able to beat out. But just from the quarterback eye, like, the dude is super gifted in terms of spinning the ball around the park from the pocket. I mean, he's always had that. I don't know if just in Minnesota, like, O'Connell takes care of all the intangibles, the leadership, the chemistry and all that, or if he's really turned the corner and legitimately is playing the quarterback position at a higher level. He's always been able. He's always been capable.
Yeah.
Physically gifted. And now it's just, it's funny how you throw a Jefferson on the other end of them passes, it starts working out a little bit, don't it?
That's what I was going to say, but Sam ain't going to trick me. Sam had a start like this in Carolina. Remember, he was
like 4 or 5 games, right?
They were rolling on Sam, and then Sam was the third string quarterback in San Francisco before you blinked.
I like to blunk.
I think we can make that work.
I need to see a little bit more.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson, that'll be big to see.
He says he feels all right.
What his status is, because that, clearly changes him.
Yeah, it's definitely some things to look out for. And, if there's anybody that's going to keep you looking out for the right things, it's these fine fellas right now. Excited to get to the crib and listen to you fine fellas on my evening as well.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.